Hello and welcome back. ReadAboutIt.com, the Friday podcast. I'm Reed, and this is, of course, About It. And Happy New Year to you. I assume that by now, if you have not recovered from the new year by now, you probably should check yourself into some kind of a 12 or possibly even a 13-step program. So hopefully it has gone well for you. Today, the podcast deals with a couple of things. Britney Spears would be the top one. But before we get to that, I got to apologize. I really didn't think we were serious about bringing American Gladiators back. I thought those were just them joke commercials that, you know, like you see on Saturday Night Live. Yeah, I didn't realize we weren't fooling about that. The January-February period on television is going to be a very big one in terms of the writer's strike and, you know, who gives ground here, because they are rushing a bunch of reality series in. I think they're doing another season of Big Brother early instead of having it happen over the summer. It's going to happen now. American Idol will come back. They're bringing back American Gladiators somehow, some why. I'm not sure why, but they're doing all sorts of reality shows to compensate for the fact that they don't have, you know, writers. You also see it at late night where Letterman is back with his writers, Leno is back without writers, and that's the kind of thing that you'll be able to tell the ratings on. If Leno's ratings go down from where he was and Letterman's ratings go up from where he was, then the writers can point to that and say, see, you need us. And if they go the other way, well, then the writers are kind of out of luck. And the same thing with these horrible, horrible reality shows that they're coming out. I pretty much assume that they're... anything that can be made right now is going to be made because they don't have any product to put on television. So American Gladiators may not be the worst that we see. They may have... I thought Kid Nation was going to be the worst, but apparently we still have a few layers of sludge to peel through before we actually reach the bottom of the barrel. So we have not yet reached When Grannies Attack or Who Wants to Marry an Amish Guy. But we have reached the point where Hulk Hogan's going to need some cash, apparently. So that's why he's back. Have you seen the American Gladiators that they have on there? It looks like what baseball players looked like in the early 90s before the steroid testing came back in. That's pretty much all I can say there. The other topic of the day, of the week, of the millennium, I guess, is Britney Spears. And let me at least say this. Britney came out at a time... not out of the closet, but actually to her career. And she kind of set the trend, and after her came Christina Aguilera, who we thought was the slutty one. Oh, man, were we wrong. Also, there was Jessica Simpson, who was kind of Christian-y, and Mandy Moore, who I think was also Christian-y. I don't know. She didn't stand out very much to me, but all of those, that little musical trend, all those girls are still somewhat relevant, at least for good or bad reasons, as opposed to angry grunge band phase or girl with piano phase or whatever we've been through in the last 5 or 6 years. But Britney Spears, in her custody hearing, her lawyers have said that she is uncommunicative, non-communicative. Basically, she ain't showing up. That's what they're saying. And so they are backing out of the case. I think this is the beginning of the end because, let's face it, lawyers don't skip out on clients just because they're crazy. I mean, you know, Michael Jackson has never not had lawyers. But lawyers do skip out on their clients when it becomes quite apparent that they won't get paid. And I don't blame them one bit. I mean, representing Britney Spears is not an easy thing. Whether it's a legal matter, a civil matter, a thong matter, whatever it is, it can't be easy. But at least if you know if you're going to get some of that oops, I did it again money, it's worth it. But when she starts trying to pay you, you know, in like old CDs and cigarette butts and those things, at that point, maybe you should recuse yourself from the case. Maybe you should back on out of that. I think this is pretty much the beginning of the end, because we've all known for years that Britney was setting herself up for hilarious behind the scenes, or about, you know, VH1 Behind the Music. But I think we're getting even closer to that now, because when you run out of money, but you haven't run out of trouble yet, the next thing to do is either the Playboy shoot or, you know, in modern times, the full-on sex tape. So that can't be too far away. Speaking of sex tapes, Paris Hilton's grandfather is giving most of his money to charity. I just like to go on record now and saying that, you know, any of my descendants that I actually have to see on sex tapes, I'm probably going to ace them out of the will as well. That seems to be a pretty good gauge of whether or not they've screwed things up in their life. Also, any profession that involves a pole, you are pretty much out of the will. That'll do it for today. We'll be back next week with more. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Reed Kerr here. Have a great week. As always, Seacrest out.